along with the deliberations of the meeting. This meeting agenda has been posted on Google Meets. Again, ensuring public access has been allowed. This meeting came will allow public comment. Please note that via the Google Access feature, you may be recorded or on camera. With that being said, any item that we do vote on, we have to vote on the affirmative. And I will go ahead into the roll call. So members, when I call your name, please speak. Please identify yourself as being present. So I am here. Hi, member Jeff Harris.
Yes, here.
All right, member Kim Mucha.
Here.
Did I say your name right?
No.
Nope, say it again.
It's Mew like a cat.
Mew.
Oh, even better.
I say Mucha too. It's Mew.
Okay. It's Mew.
I said it wrong.
Like music.
Oh, that's good too. So thank you. And then as far as staff, Kathleen Liberty, Health Director.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ginny McNeil.
I'm here.
Maureen.
Here.
Alicia.
Here.
Casilla.
Here.
John.
Oh, John is out of training today.
All right, sounds good. And I will go right into the agenda. Our last meeting was back in February. We did receive all of our material via email. Was there any discussion on the minutes from February 2024?
No.
Is there a motion to accept the minutes from February 2024?
I make a motion to accept the minutes from February 2024.
I second.
Is there a second? All right, all in favor. Jeff?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Bridget is yes. Yay, minutes are accepted. With that being said, I will turn the agenda over to Kathleen, with the first item being the NEHA, the FDA Retail Flexible Funding Model Grant Award.
Yeah, thanks, Bridget. So a few months ago, we had Diane Legere here. She's my consultant for the NEHA FDA grant program. And she did a presentation on, I believe it was the risk categories for the food establishments and how they did, you know, what they did good and what they did bad. So we applied for another grant to start an intervention program for our food establishments and kind of hone in on their weaknesses that we discovered through virtual trainings and newsletters a couple times a year. And we're also going to do some outreach for the industry and the community. So she'll be at the Spring Health Fair with a lot of goodies, I guess you might say, for the community. So we received $10,000 for that particular, this particular, it's called FDA standards. And so we're working on standard 7 and standard 9, 7 being the outreach and 9 being the intervention. So pretty proud of that. And we basically apply for a grant for each standard that we want to work on. And we're progressing nicely. So I just wanted to let you know we got $10,000 and we're going to start working on that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. We're one of a very few communities.
I think we're the only one that's, yeah.
That's progressing.
Yeah.
So at the MHOA conference, there was a standards, what am I trying to say?
She did a presentation.
Presentation.
Yeah.
And she didn't say Franklin.
It was us.
She said that. Really, we're the only town that's pursuing this. So I think it gives us a better food establishment inspection program overall.
How's that money get dispersed?
So her consultant fee, Diane Legere, she's my consultant, and then whatever it costs her for virtual training, newsletters, and community outreach. Yeah, so I don't think we'll use up all the $10,000, but we'll try our best.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can if you try hard enough.
Yeah, she's come up with all kinds of goodies to hand out at the health fair, so
oh,
that'll
yeah.
be fun. Yeah. So anyways, I'm really excited that we're moving forward with the intervention program. I thought that was really a key piece to her presentation.
When you say goodies for the health bear, what is she leaning towards? Just out of yet?
Yeah, it looks like she likes products, like, you know, vegetable peelers, things like that. Like, I have no idea. We're going to meet Friday on more of the logistics. She can't wait to share with me.
it sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun. So, yeah, she's got, I don't know, she's got all kinds of ideas. I can let you know.
Yeah, curious. Yeah, I mean, I don't think a lot of people at home use, like, food thermometers.
No.
I think people just think things are cooked, so I'm definitely curious as to that. And speaking of standards, I spent an hour and a half today on a call about standard one, so I know that people don't follow standards, so I'm glad to hear that, you know, at least in Massachusetts, we're one of the few towns that do it, so thank you.
Yeah, we are. And standard one is a self-assessment of the mm-hmm. health department and where we're at mm-hmm. in meeting the standards. Wow. So that's the very first one that we have to, you know, identify what standards we need to meet. So, yeah. So anyways, that's fun.
Yep, that's great.
Then we're having our spring fair on June 5th. I don't know, Cassia, do you want to speak to the vendors that'll be there? Or?
Yeah, I have a list. So right now, I think we're thinking about having 20 vendors. I have 18 signed up so far, so we only need a couple more. So so far we have Franklin Foot Care, Impact Melanoma, the Metacomet Public Health Alliance, Franklin Fire Department, Franklin Police Department, the MRC, Norfolk District Attorney's Office, Mom Life Health and Wellness, WIC, Safe Coalition, Moxie Mobility Training, Families in Bloom, Arcadia Dental, A Sense of Balance, Night Owl Farm, Franklin Acupuncture, and YMCA.
Excellent.
Good job.
So, excellent.
Should be
impressive.
Good one this year.
Yeah.
And then the library, they're bringing in a petting zoo company for the kids.
Okay, that's great.
So, yeah,
that'd
it should
be
a good fair.
Yeah.
That's going to be from 2 to 5 at the library.
Excellent. Thank you for all your hard work on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you looking for two more, or you're just waiting to hear from them?
We're looking for two more, because we're doing 20 vendors max.
I mean, would it be appropriate to get Milford Regional Medical Center there?
That would be great.
Yeah.
And we need a table for for Diane.
Yeah. So then that's 20.
There you go. Do you have a contact?
I do.
All right, well, then that'll be great.
I'm on their,
thank you,
their patient advisory group, so I'll reach out to them on
that'd be great.
Really
actually,
nice.
If you can send me an email version of this,
yeah,
I'll forward it on to them.
I'll send that to you tomorrow.
And it's on our website, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that would be great. Oh, excellent. I'm very excited.
Perfect.
That
should
sounds
be great.
Great. Yeah. Oh, okay. So Community Closet. Maureen put it in your packet. So the Franklin United Methodist Church was really... really took on so many donations for the emergency shelter as far as clothes and shoes go. You can't even imagine how enormous this undertaking. And Pastor Jacob thought it would be a great idea now that, you know, the shelter has everything that they need, that he would reach out to the community and start this community closet of gently used clothing. So the closet's staffed by volunteers at certain times of day, obviously, and you can also continue to donate. I just thought this was such a great idea in that nothing's gonna go to waste and anybody can go in and shop. So it's just a kind of a nice experience for the community that may need, you know, clothing, and that's okay, as well as donating clothing. So I really just wanted to let the board know about this because I think it's just such a worthy cause, you know, and so very nice. So it will be a good experience, and it's pretty big up there. Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Yeah, so we went shopping up there, so
for
some families. Yeah.
Did you find anything?
Four bags. Oh, I'm telling you, this place, it's huge. So. Yeah, so I thought that was a great community.
That is needed, for sure.
Yep. And the flyer is also on our website as well.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, the topic of the month is healthy eating for healthy weight. And I failed, did I send that to you, or did I fail to send Cassia the topic to do a story map? I think I failed to.
Was it this one? Yeah, maybe not.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I looked at the agenda. I'm like, oh, I did not send that to Cassia, so we do not have a story map right now.
That was supposed to be for the March one as well.
Huh? Yeah, maybe I made this one for last
March.
Month.
No,
oh,
I'm
at it.
I think you have it.
Yeah,
but or had it.
Too late to share it.
The
though.
Tobacco?
No, the
healthy eating. Yeah. Healthy.
Remember, we didn't have our March meeting.
Yeah, yeah,
but it was
right.
on that one. So
but
we just
okay.
saved it. Yeah.
We don't have the link to the story map though. I'll send it to them. Separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would be great. You can't even remember last month. You
know,
I mean, it's like what happened. All right, so then I'll go ahead and have, well, John's not here, but you have his inspection report, and I'll have Alicia give a rundown of your
March. Yep, so for communicable diseases, starting with COVID-19, and this data is from April 1st, so the data is subject to change. For COVID cases for March, we had 21. Just reported from the system versus 55 in February. We're continuing to monitor COVID-19 clusters and other communicable disease case investigations like foodborne illness. We had a case of Camp Lo we did recently. Yeah. And then I also, on my report, put the diagram of the wastewater tracking, just to kind of show that even in the wastewater that we've had a big decline in February going into March. Influenza cases, so I went back all the way to August, like right when flu season is starting again in 2023, and we've had 296 confirmed cases in Franklin. 70 of those cases were in March, which is around 23.6%, and we were pretty much the same last month in February, so higher cases in February and March. The severity of influenza is estimated to be moderate for the area, and influenza-like illness visits are greater than baseline at 3.34% this past week. The most common influenza strain is type A. So also, I'm sure everyone heard of the changes that Massachusetts has also picked up. I know the CDC already announced, really, it's not eliminating quarantine time, but it was kind of grouping respiratory viruses kind of in a group together, kind of changing how we react as the public. So I just wanted to give you guys an update on that, because that only just happened this past week where Massachusetts was on board with it too. So if you have any new symptoms of a respiratory virus, such as fever, sore throat, cough, runny nose, stuffy nose, you should stay home and stay away from others in your household. Of course, it's encouraged that you go and get tested too, because you do want to know if you have the flu or COVID, but they're just trying to tell you any kind of respiratory virus, you should stay home if you're really sick. You can begin resuming your normal activities with precautions. They want you to be fever-free for 24 hours without the use of medication and your other symptoms improving. And this all sounds very familiar. So the precautions are, once you do return to your activities for the first 5 days, you should take extra precautions like avoiding crowded indoor areas, wearing a face mask around others, hand washing, avoid spending time with people who are at increased risk for severe disease. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, not too much of a change, but there is a change. It is different for healthcare workers too, so anyone who is a healthcare worker, you can go on the mass.gov site and see, because they are a little more strict. Okay? Central Park Terrace, we did bingo on March 13th, and the mobile food pantry is continuing to occur there monthly. For educational classes, we did hands-only CPR training for the community on March 20th at the Franklin Fire Station. And this upcoming month, we're going to be doing Stop the Bleed training on the 24th. So if anyone wants to go on the health department website, it's also been posted on the Franklin website to sign up. Also did CPR certification classes for the staff at Glen Pharma on March 25th and March 26th. For meetings and trainings, I'm continuing with biweekly local Board of Health webinars. I had a student wellness advisory committee meeting on March 5th. And on the 19th, I did a preparing for the future of monkeypox, the stigma, vaccine hesitancy, and misconceptions training. And also on the 19th and 20th, I attended the Municipal Opioid Abatement Conference. Nursing care, still doing blood pressures, glucose monitoring, case management services and referrals, and I'm still continuing with the migrant assistance, anything from medical appointments, medication management, blood pressure, glucose testing, and triaging. I go there weekly on Wednesdays, and I'm continuing to provide resources and case management services for the people there. We also had a vaccine clinic held on the 29th of March for the remaining children that we weren't able to get to at the first clinic, and we were able to get 31 more kids. And some of those kids were due for like the next round of vaccines from the previous one to try to get them more caught up. So we're looking really good.
Are we going to have another, or?
I think that's it for now. We're going to reassess.
Okay.
Because, yeah, we have to go and reassess. I'm still waiting for some information from Cataldo.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
So for COVID-19 data in the month of March, I have 19 confirmed, so I definitely did it before, before Alicia.
I'm Russell. Yeah. Right.
So 21, but there are no COVID-19 related deaths in the month of March, and confirmed cases decreased now about 60% from February to March. So the regroup tech still sending that weekly on Wednesdays to raise awareness of health issues during surveillance and case management of communicable diseases. We had CPR training at the Franklin Fire Station on the 20th and two CPR certification classes at Glen Pharma the 25th and 26th. Working with Danielle at the Senior Center on creating a resource website. So we're still in the process of creating that website right now. For the migrant dashboard, you can see that on the Franklin Health Department website. As of a few days ago, there's 312 individuals, 90 families, and zero arrivals in the last week. We held a vaccine clinic for children at Best Western Hotel on the 29th. Again, the health fair, I've been working on that the last month. So again, that's June 5th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Franklin Public Library. And then for Central Park Terrace, bingo on the 13th, the mobile food pantry on the 27th, and then have the bi-weekly LBOH webinars, weekly EPI Zoom meetings, and then an opioid abatement conference the 19th and 20th.
Cassia, what type of resources are on the website for the Franklin Senior Center?
Food, housing, it's a lot, mental health, medical. A lot of similar stuff to the homeless.
Yeah, I was gonna say
website.
Yeah.
Okay. On there, but it's not specifically for, you know, homeless. It's just for anyone in the community.
Yeah.
This time around.
Well, and we're in relation to that. We, Amy, our assistant town administrator, deputy town administrator, she created this task force. What's it called?
Fat Cat.
Franklin Community.
Crisis,
thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
No, we changed it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a crisis intervention.
Yeah.
So what we have the social worker from the senior center, the director from the senior center, myself, Ginny, the clinicians, the jail diversion clinicians from the police department, and fire. So we get together to talk about cases that we have seen in the field. So just say I condemned a home on whatever, it doesn't matter, and they needed a dumpster. So this particular group can, we can, you know, hopefully, you know, get a dumpster for this, you know, or refer them to this resource, this on the website, that for whatever needs that they have that we identified, we can put on this website and say, look, we can't buy this for you, but here's a resource. We're going to get cards similar to our homeless one.
Okay.
With a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just hand them out. Look, I know you need a cleaning company, and we can't refer you to one, you know, in a hoarding situation or something like that, but here's a card, here's the resource website. So that's kind of how it came to fruition, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
It's all in the beginning stages, and so we're just kind of starting to feel out the logistics.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's really good.
But it's nice to work together and say, look, we think we have a mental health situation here, and refer the jail diversion clinicians out there, because some things should just, we see in the field, in the field. But we're not doctors, right? But we know, we get a sense when there's hoarding, there's mental health issues or something like that. So we're coming together to work together as a team, and we're just at the beginning stages.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, yeah. So that, I just wanted to kind of just shed a little light on what that's all about and how that came about. So, all right. And go ahead, Bridget.
She's saying okay.
So, we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
I have one thing.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank Kasia because the homeless resource that you worked with me so much on, and we got up and running, I've personally used 3 times in the last month.
Wow.
Because I had someone at church. I got contacted by another group for a Medway teen. And then when we researched it, it was like, I reached out to Ryan. Ryan, are you guys working with this? Yes, we are. It's like, okay, we're going to let you guys deal with it versus someone trying to go to multiple different sites. And then I had someone from Worcester County ask about a female and her mother. One's disabled and the other one's very elderly. And so I was referring them all to the website with the homeless resources.
Yeah.
So just to let you know that it is being used,
okay,
and
I'm glad.
I personally have found it helpful.
Okay. And I don't know if I told the board how that came about. So I'm on the Chinas Steering Committee with Kim as well. And we created a homeless subcommittee that we worked together on. Basically a homeless campaign and resources, and so Kasia actually built the website. We have cards with a QR code that will lead you right to the website, and obviously it's working, and everybody, all the municipal offices has the cards, and then we're working on a campaign right now. So just to give you a little history of where that came from as well. So yeah, busy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it for me, Bridget.
Okay. Any other board members have any comments or questions for the team?
Nope.
Is there anyone in the audience who might have any comments? I can't see.
No,
okay.
No.
You have someone.
Oh, I have? No.
No, that's just us.
No, that's Maureen and Bridget, yeah. No one else is out there, Bridget.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate all that you guys have done and continue to do. And is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Is there, all right, Jeff?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
All right, and Bridget is a yes. So,
all right.
You can adjourn. All right, 5:23. Ooh. I won't tell you how long the bed before the health meeting last night was.
What time?
Medford. All right, thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.